الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: ولا جناح عليكم فيما عرضتم به من خطبة النساء أو أكننتم في أنفسكم علم الله أنكم ستذكرونهن ولكن لا تواعدوهن سرا إلا أن تقولوا قولا معروفا ولا تعزموا عقدة النكاح حتى يبلغ الكتاب أجله واعلموا أن الله يعلم ما في أنفسكم فاحذروه والله واعلموا أن الله غفور حليم. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in yesterday's lesson, if you remember, we spoke about a widow. That woman whose husband passes away and now she is in her iddah period, then it is impermissible for her to speak about marriage during that iddah period of hers in clear and in unambiguous terms. And we said we'll explain this in the following verse. And in today's verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains this, that if a person has to hint towards the proposing a woman, and he hints in a way that the words that he uses are not clear, basically the words are unclear or in ambiguous terms, then this is permissible. Provided the words are not clear, he doesn't tell her that he really intends to get married to her now. Rather, he uses words which are unclear, and we will discuss this inshallah during the course of this verse. So Allah says, وَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ, that O men, there is no sin upon you. فِيمَا عَرَّضْتُمْ بِهِ مِنْ خِطْمَةِ النِّسَاءِ, in a case where you hint towards proposing a woman, أَوْ أَكْنَنْتُمْ فِي أَنْفُسِكُمْ, or you can just keep it within yourself, because every person, it's within him to get married also, it is in his capacity to get married as well, so he probably likes a certain woman who is now spending her iddah period, so he may propose for her. عَلِمَ اللَّهُ أَنَّكُمْ سَتَذْكُرُونَهُنَّ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows very well that you are remembering them at the moment. وَلَكِنْ لَا تُوَاعِدُوهُنَّ سِرًّا, but Allah says, do not come to them and promise them secretly that you are going to get married to them during her iddah period. This is basically in the case of that woman whose husband passed away, or that woman who was given an irrevocable divorce by her husband. If a woman was given a revocable divorce by her husband, then no person can come and discuss a marriage with her during her iddah period, even in unclear terms. So if the woman husband passed away, so now, right now we know 100% she doesn't, and there's no other person there to get married to her, unless now she decides for herself who she wants to get married to, then in that case you may come to her and speak to her in unclear terms. Of course, via the agency of your awliya, your parents, etc. This in no way means that you can draw upon yourselves fitna. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, Quran, throughout Quran you see, Allah speaks about how we should protect ourselves, guard ourselves against fitna, especially in the case with women. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that one of the most serious or dangerous things that I fear upon my ummah is the fitna of nisa also. And it is, nisa means woman. And it is impermissible also for a man to be in seclusion with a woman alone also. So from here we understand, this is referring to where a person has to do all of this via the means of somebody, or he just expresses this much his desire towards marrying a woman, then from there she will understand, she will get the message that, you know what, he is somebody that he is also looking to get married, maybe he's hinting towards proposing for me. So عَلِمَ اللَّهُ أَنَّكُمْ سَتَذْكُرُونَهُنْ, Allah knows very well that you are remembering them. وَلَكِنْ لَا تُوَاعِدُوهُنَّ سِرًّا, but do not promise them secretly that you are going to get married to them or you intend marrying them. إِلَّا أَن تَقُولُوا قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا, unless you say some reasonable word. In tafsir, it is explained, Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentions this, he says, it is like where a person says that, you know what, I want to get married. So in other words, he's not telling her that I want to get married to you, or when can we marry. No, he just says, I'm a person who wants to get married. From there she will understand that this person also wants to get married. So maybe after her iddah, if she's happy, he's happy, then they can make nikah. إِلَّا أَن تَقُولُوا قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا, unless you say a reasonable word. Some mufassirin mention, like he says to her, that Alhamdulillah, I see you are a very good person. you are a very good person. So saying that you are a good person also, it is a kind word, it is a good word, a fair word, a reasonable word. From there she probably would understand that if I'm good, maybe he's interested in somebody who's good as well. So maybe after the Iddah period, then we can get married. وَلَا تَعْزِمُ. But Allah again tells you, reminds you of the same thing. Don't resolve on this marriage. وَلَا تَعْزِمُ عُقْدَةَ النِّكَاحِ حَتَّى يَبْلُغَ الْكِتَابُ أَجَلًا. Until the Iddah period comes to an end. Only once the Iddah period comes to an end, now you may tell her, can I marry you? Can we get married? During the Iddah period, you should not do so. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ فَاحْذَرُوهُ. Allah says, know well that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best also of what is in your hearts. So be careful, be wary, fear Allah. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ حَلِيمٌ. If anybody made a mistake, again Allah brings these two qualities with His name. Remember then, know well that Allah is also most forgiving, and Allah is also tolerant. Allah is also forbearing. So in other words, if you make a mistake, you slip up also in this, Allah will still forgive you if you turn to Allah in sincere repentance.